Lord, we're thankful for the privilege of being together again this evening.
主，我们感谢今天我们再次有这个有这样的荣幸能够再次聚集在一起。
We're thankful for all who've joined us, and we just pray that each of us tonight will learn truths from David, from your word, that will benefit our life.
主，我们为今天加入的每一个人祷告，盼望从你而来的真理呢，能够使我们每个人受益，对我们的生活都有帮助。
The topic this evening, Lord, is a serious one, as you know. It's discipline in the church, and we pray that we might all respect highly the truth of God regarding His wonderful church.
主，我们今天晚上要学习的呢是一个严肃的话题，就是在教会里的管教啊，盼望我们都能够尊敬啊，就是您在教会里面这个主题下所安放的真理。
And each of us would pray that we individually will be kept from doing anything that might bring discredit upon the Lord through our behavior in the church.
那我们的祈求是求您保守我们每个人都不要犯做下什么不应该做的事情啊，使我们的主因我们的行为而受到羞辱。
So give wisdom to David as to what to say and give wisdom to us to hear and to respect and to believe and respond to your great truths.
主啊，求您赐给 David 帮助，使他能够有合适的真理的话来讲出来，也给我们明白的心，让我们能够听懂，也让我们能够顺服，能够尊重这样的真理，并能够回应这样的真理。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祈求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, good evening. It is my pleasure to be with you again, tonight on a Friday night for our doctoral studies in the Word of God.
我很高兴今天能再次跟大家在一起继续我们这个教义方面的学习。
I've enjoyed coming and meeting with you and bringing some studies on this very important topic, the church.The church of the living God, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我也很享受啊，每周都能够来跟大家一起学习这个伟大的这个话题啊，就是教会，关于教会，就是神永生神的教会，也是耶稣基督的教会这个话题。
The subject tonight is the discipline in the local church.
那我们今天讲的这个主题呢，就是在地方教会的施行的管教。
Now, when we say discipline, we mean correction. We mean from time to time when believers and when doctrine is wrong, there needs to be correction that takes place, in the lives of some believers.
我们说的这个管教呢，就是纠正的意思，就是在基督徒的生命中，可能时不时的会有一些教义方面的错误一些生活方面的问题需要被纠正。
In the Western world, in the United States and Canada and Western Europe, I'm not sure about Canada, about China, but correction and discipline.Is slowly being eroded, and we see it less and less in our society.
那我不知道中国的情况怎么样，但是在北美，就是美国和加拿大，包括西欧啊，这个在教会里的这个管教呢，是越来越被淡化的，就是越来越少了。
Criminals who break the law so often are not disciplined.Because of their law breaking.
那甚至有一些违反法律的这个犯罪的行为啊，都没有被这个惩罚，没有被管教。
Universities and corporations and sports teams, when someone violates the laws of those organizations, so often they see no correction and they see no discipline.
那在大学里面、公司里或者这个运动队里面啊，如果有人违反了内部的规定的话，也没见得一定会对他们做出一些惩罚或者一些管教。
So often because of this lack of discipline, we see schools and even lower grade schools, we see young people out of order and behaving in ways that are so inappropriate.
那就正是因为缺乏这种管教呢，所以在这个 学校里面啊，在这个年轻的孩子和年轻人当中呢，就行为越来越不端，越来越做出一些不合适的行为。
Sadly, permissiveness reigns in our society and in many ways in our churches today.
所以在我们社会上，在教会里面啊，很多时候都是容许这些。
Sadly, we've seen in some places scandal break out in local churches and in Christian organizations.
那在这个地方教会还有在其他的一些组织里面呢，都会有这些丑闻的发生。
But we must remember when we think about discipline, that is a mark of love to discipline.
但是我们一定要记得，当我们讨论这个管教这个话题的时候，要记得管教是一个爱的标志。
When my children were young and they did wrong, they knew that they could expect discipline because I was their father.
那当我的孩子还小的时候，当他们做了错事的时候呢，他们知道自己会被管教的，因为我是他们的父亲。
They wouldn't expect someone else to discipline them. But they would expect their father or their mother to correct them.
对，他们知道会是自己的父亲或者母亲来管教他们，而不是别人来管教他们。
Because a father was concerned about character and about their lives and what is right and wrong.
因为父亲呢是在乎注重他们的品行的，是注重他们的生命的，是注重他们是不是分得清是非的。
So discipline is really a mark of love. And so God tells us, in his word about discipline that is necessary in the local church.
所以管教的确是这个爱的记号啊。所以神在这个圣经里面才会告诉我们在地方教会关于管教的一些道理。
Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 11, we read, For the moment, all discipline seems painful.
在希伯来书的十二章的十一节啊。
But it's rather pleasant.
他说凡管教的事当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦。
But later it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness.
后来却为那精炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
For those who are trained by it.
就是精炼过的人，被训练过的人结出平安的果子。
So what is the purpose of discipline or correction in the local church?
那我们先来看在地方教会的管教或者说叫纠正也好，它的目的是什么呢？
One of the main reasons is that there needs to be order. For any organization to function properly, there needs to be order.
那首先呢就是要有规矩了，要有秩序了，在任何一个组织里面呢都需要有秩序有规矩。
Every civilization that has prospered has had laws and has had order.
任何一个文明里面啊，它只要是有序进行的文明，它都是需要有法律的，有秩序的。
The Old Testament, in the Old Testament, God gave the Israelites laws and ordinances and guidelines for order within the nation.
在旧约里面神给以色列、作为整个一个民族赐给他们律法赐给他们诫命赐给他们律例。
A family has laws, has rules.
那一个家呢也有自己的家规。
And a church has rules. There needs to be a certain amount of order within a church for it to function and bring glory to God properly.
那教会也是一样，教会也要有规则，要有秩序，能够有序的运转，给神带来荣耀。
But there's another reason for discipline and order and correction in the local church.
那地方教会的管教也好，纠正也好呢，还有另外一个原因。
And that is that discipline stops the spread, the infection of sin spiritual infection in the local church.
嗯，那就是呢，它可以阻止罪啊，以及这个其他的属灵的这个问题啊，就是毛病啊，在这个教会里面的蔓延和对别人产生不好的影响。
When you bake a loaf of bread, you begin to take some flour and water and salt, and you begin to knead that bread together, that dough together, and then you add a little bit of yeast to it.
嗯，那当你做面包的时候呢，你会用水或面，再加上点盐，然后把它们揉成面团，然后呢，你再会加一点这个酵母。
And when that dough is mixed with yeast and placed in a warm area and left there for a period of time.
嗯，那这个已经融混进了这个酵母的这个面团呢，你把它放在一个暖和的地方呢，放一段时间。
That yeast begins to work itself all through that entire dough.
嗯，然后这个酵母呢，就会在整个面团里面呢开始发挥作用了。
And that bread begins to rise and rise. Sometimes it overflows the edge of the baking pan.
嗯，然后这个面团呢就会发大，发得越来越大，有的时候甚至都会漫出来啊，从这个发酵盆里面漫出来。
The yeast has permeated and spread itself through the entire dough that is in the baking pan.
嗯，所以这个酵母啊是渗透到这个面团的每一个角落的，就是整个这个面团都被酵母所影响了。
Now the Bible, when it speaks about sin, and it speaks about that which is wrong, he sometimes calls it leaven, and he says a little leaven leavens the whole lump.
嗯，所以教会在用来比喻罪或者其他错误的时候呢，他常常用酵来比喻。他说，一点酵就能使全团发大。
In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 9, speaking about false doctrine. He says, the Apostle Paul says, a little leaven leavens the whole lump.
嗯，我们看加拉太书的五章九节啊，这里面就是讲这个罪。他说，一点面酵能使全团都发起来。
In chapter 5 of 1 Corinthians, when there is sin, sexual sin in the church, he says, unless this is corrected, a little leaven leavens the whole lump.
嗯，然后在哥林多前书的五章啊，讲到罪，这个罪呢，就是这个淫乱的罪啊。他说，岂不知在五章六节里面，岂不知一点面酵能使全团发起来吗
？So the reason for correction and discipline in the local church is to stop the infection of sin to spread through the local church.
嗯，所以在地方教会里施行管教的一个目的呢，就是阻止这个罪啊。感染这个整个教会，在教会中的蔓延。
So we are going to take up this subject tonight and look at a number of places in the Word of God where it speaks about this correction and how the Bible teaches about correction in the local church.
所以我们今天呢，就集中在这个话题上，然后来看圣经里面的经文，看圣经是怎么教导我们的，怎么在这个地方教会实行管教。
Now, no spiritual leader, no elder or leader in a church takes any joy in correction, or bringing discipline in the local church.
嗯，那没有任何一个教会的长老或者教会的这个领导人呢，他们是很享受这个去实行管教的，他们不会在管教里面得到快乐。
It's one of the most difficult things that an elder has to do.Or a leader in a local church has to do, and that's to bring discipline, to the believers of a particular church.
嗯，那这个对于教会的长老或者教会的领导人来说呢，在地方教会施行管教呢，是最困难的一件事情。
But it's interesting how the Bible begins to present this subject to its readers.
嗯，但是呢，这个我们可以看圣经呢是怎么把这个话题啊展现在这个读者的面前的。
The Bible doesn't wait until a particular sin is grown to a large degree before it addresses the issue.
嗯，那圣经里面不是等到一个罪啊，它已经发展到很大了，它才去 来处理这个问题的。
The Bible speaks about when in the very early, early stages where there's error, false teaching, or sin, the Bible speaks about addressing the problem very early.
嗯，那圣经的相反，它是在一个错误或者是一个错误的或者是一个罪或者一个错误的这个教导呢，在很早的阶段，很初期的阶段呢，他就开始说这个事了。
Now the Bible uses six key words, when it speaks about correction within the local church.
嗯，那讲到这个地方教会的就是这个纠正的这个话题的时候，他用了六个关键的词。
I'm going to mention these words to you, and you'll see that they increase in severity and they increase in strength as the problems in the church arise.
嗯，我可以把这六个词呢都给大家讲一下，大家可以看到这个词的这个程度啊，就是越来越递进的，它这个力度呢也是越来越高的。
The first word is the word discuss.
嗯，那第一个词呢就是讨论。
In Matthew 18, when there's a problem between a brother, one believer and another believer, it says they should come together and talk about it.
嗯，那在马太福音的十八章呢，他是说这个如果有弟兄得罪你的话呢，你就和他一起来讨论一下这个问题。
And then the next word that we have is the word to exhort when there's false teaching. When there's the beginning of false teaching within the church, the elders come and exhort those who are involved in this error so they stop from doing that.
嗯，然后第二个词呢是劝勉，就是当一个人呢他提出了这个错误的教义的时候呢，那个教会的长老呢要到他那里去劝勉他。
When there's problems in the local church, we read that elders should warn other believers about certain errors that come into the church.
然后呢就是警告，就是当一个错误一个罪进到了一个地方教会的时候呢，那长老们要警告会众。
We read in the book of Titus, when there's error that begins to severely affect the church, it says that they should rebuke those false teachers.
嗯，然后在提多书里面我们看，当这个问题呢已经越来越严重的时候呢，用的这个词呢就是责备。
And then, in 2 Thessalonians 3:14, and 1 Corinthians 5:11, and Romans 16:17, and Titus 3:10, it tells us when false teachers are identified, we are to avoid them.
嗯，然后在帖撒罗尼迦后书的三章十四节、罗马书的十六章十七节，还有提多书的三章十节里面，当这个假教师起来的时候呢，我们要他说要避免，就是躲避他。
And the last word that is used is the word excommunicate, or to put out of a fellowship a certain believer who is unrepentant in an area of sin in their lives.
嗯，那最后一个词呢，就是赶出去，就是当一个人呢，他还不肯悔改他的罪的时候呢，那教会要把他从这个教会的这个 fellowship 这个团契里面呢清除掉，就是赶出去。
What we want to do tonight is we want to look at six types of sin, six types of problems that come into the local church. And how the Word of God, how the New Testament tells us to address it. How do we correct it? How do we bring discipline in these six areas in the local church?
嗯，那我们接下去呢，要讲在这个地方教会呢，会出现的六种类型的罪，或者六种类型的问题。我们来看针对每一个问题呢，圣经里是怎么告诉我们应该怎么处理的。
Now when these problems are addressed and when correction it takes place, one of the very key things and very important things is to identify what the problem is.
嗯，所以当这些问题出现的时候，这些罪出现的时候呢，一个关键的点呢，就是要识别出这到底是什么性质的问题。
In these six problems, in these six areas of sin, the solution is different.
嗯，那 针对这六个不同的领域的类型的问题呢，这个解决的方案是不一样的。
How elders should address the problem is different.
嗯，然后这个长老要对这个问题发表的意见呢，也是不同的。
And it's very key that when we see a problem within the church, when we see an area of sin within the church, that we address it in a biblical manner.
嗯，所以这个非常的关键。当我们看到教会里有问题，有某个方面的这个问题产生的时候呢，我们要按照圣经的这个原则来对待来处理是非常的关键。
There are some people who are very, very quick to put someone out of a local church.
嗯，那有些人呢，他们很快就把一个人呢赶出教会了，赶出地方教会了。
I remember as a new believer, there was a problem in the local church I was a part of.And I remember that one of the elders said, let's put him out of the church.
嗯，那我还记得在我年轻的时候，在我所在的那个地方教会啊，有一个长老就说，哦，我们把这个人赶出去吧。
Well, wiser minds and calmer heads prevailed, and they dealt with that situation in a very biblical and a very kind and loving way.
嗯，但是一个谨慎的人呢，总是按照圣经的这个教导呢，用很柔和的很这个有爱的方式来处理这些问题。
So let's take our Bibles and look at the first situation, and that is in Galatians, the book of Galatians, and chapter 6 and verse 1.
嗯，我们来看第一种类型，就是加拉太书的六章一节。
I am going to ask Yanling if she would read that verse for us. Verse 1 of chapter 6 of Galatians.
好，我给大家读一下加拉太书的六章一节。弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
So here is a certain type of sin that takes place, and we will call it unpremeditated sin or offense.
Unpremeditated?
Yeah, something that's not planned. Something that is not intended.
Okay. 这里面讲的这个罪呢是叫过犯的，就是它不是有意的，不是就是故意犯的这个，不是计划好了的。
It says in this verse, it says, brothers, if someone is caught in a sin or is overtaken in a sin.
那这里面讲的弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，就是被这个罪胜过了。
He doesn't plan it. He doesn't mean to get involved in it. But it overtakes him. It takes place. He's caught in it.
嗯，所以他这个人犯这个错呢，他不是有意计划的，有就是事先想好的，他也不是心里就是想一定要这样做的，而是不小心被过犯胜过了。
It seems to be a single occurrence of this particular sin as well.
嗯，那看上去呢，应该是这种罪呢，他是单独就是只犯偶尔犯这一次的。
It's something that he doesn't do over and over again. It's something that he gets caught in a one particular situation.
嗯，他不是一遍一遍一直都犯这个罪的，是偶尔有一次，然后被这个罪抓住了，犯了这个罪。
It can be because of a pressure of a situation. It may be a theft. It may be a sin of a sexual nature. It's a one-time situation that takes place.In a believer's life.
嗯，哎，他这个可能是迫于一些压力啊，比如说偷了一次东西啊，或者犯了一次这个就是这个性生活方面的问题啊，就是偶尔的一次。
Now, look at the very last part of verse one. Very last part of verse one.
嗯，我们看这个第一节的最后一部分啊。
It says, "Watch yourself, or you may be also tempted." And you may also commit the same kind of sin yourself.
他说又当自己小心恐怕也被引诱，就是说你自己要小心，你可能也会犯这个罪的，你也可能你自己也可能被这个罪抓住的。
Now notice what the solution is.
我们来看这个解决方案是什么呢？
The solution is not to kick him out of the church or put him out of the church.
当然这个解决方案不是把他踢出教会啊。
It's not severe punishment we see in this passage.
那我们在这一节经文里没有看到特别严重的严肃的这个惩罚。
You notice the kindness and you notice the gentleness and the meekness that is applied to this person, this brother, this person in this particular kind of sin that has overtaken him.
我们从这句经文里面能够读出啊，对这样的这个偶然被过犯所胜的弟兄啊，他用的词，他用的态度都是温柔的、谦卑的、柔和的、良善的这样的态度。
Now notice what it says in verse 6, that those who are spiritual within the local church, it's probably indicating elders, or if there is not elders recognized yet, those who are spiritual leaders in the church.
你看他这一节里说你们属灵的人呢、啊、属灵的人呢通常会指这个教会的长老，或者教会中的长老还没有被选出来的时候呢，就是这教会里的已经有的这个领袖领导人。
They should go to the brother or sister, and very often the brother or sister will come to the elders and acknowledge this situation.
那通常呢长老要到这个去找这个犯罪的人，那其实一般情况下呢，这个犯罪的弟兄和姐妹呢，也会到长老这里来承认他们的罪的。
And it says in this passage, it says, you who are spiritual, you should restore gently this brother into fellowship, lest you yourself be tempted in a similar kind of way.
然后他接着说，他说你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，就重新让他回到教会的这个团契中来，又当自己小心恐怕也被引诱。
In the local church here in Florida, in Tampa, we had a situation where on one Saturday, a husband and wife called me and asked me to come to their home.
那在我所在的这个佛罗里达的这个地方教会呢，有一个星期六的晚上呢，一对夫妻呢打电话让我到他们家里去。
And the husband, who is in fellowship a dear believer, he was caught in a sexual sin and he acknowledged it to his wife. It was a single occasion.
然后呢，这个弟兄呢是在我们教会聚会的一个信主的弟兄啊，然后他是偶然犯了一次这个就是这个。出轨的这个事情啊，然后他也跟他的丈夫跟他的妻子承认了，就是这一次。
He acknowledged it to his wife, and that morning, she called the elders to come to the home and wanted to let us know about the situation.
然后他向他的妻子承认了，所以那天呢，他也给教会的长老打电话呢，希望我们也知道这样的这个情况。
And they explained the situation, and we prayed together.And we restored that brother to fellowship in the local church.
然后他们给我们解释了这个情况，我们也一起祷告了，然后我们就把这个弟兄呢又挽回回来到重新回到我们的教会中来。
And so this is what should take place in a, when a sin overtakes a particular Christian, there should be a little bit of correction that takes place.It may be that that brother, steps back from ministry, and that's what happened in this case, ministry and activity, and he begins to meet with the elders for a period of time, and then he's restored to fellowship.
那所以呢，这里面讲到的这种情况就是，一个弟兄或者姐妹呢，偶然一次被罪胜过，犯了罪，那在这种情况呢，需要一点的这个，纠正，需要一点的责备，可以呢，就是适当的使他从服事的岗位上呢，先停下来一段时间，然后跟长老呢，有一段时间呢，就是经常的联系，然后最直到把他重新，再回到这个教会的这个团契里面，回到服事的岗位上。
Now the next category of sin or of of problems within the local church that need to be dealt with is sins that are disruptive offenses. They disrupt the life of the assembly of the church.
第二种就是在地方教会会碰到的这个罪的问题呢，就是他们就是搅动了，影响了这个教会整体。
So turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
我们翻到这个提摩太前书的六章。
And I'm going to ask Yan Ling if she would read verses 3-5.
我给大家读一下这个三节到五节。提摩太前书的六章三节到五节，若有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话与那合乎敬虔的道理，他是自高自大，一无所知，专好问难，争辩言辞，从此就生出嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、枉仪，并那坏了心术、失丧真理之人的争竞，他们以敬虔为得力的门路。
Now look at verse 4 in this passage with me.
我们看这个第四节啊。
So this particular believer, he begins to teach unhealthy doctrine, even false doctrine.
那这个是有一个信徒呢，他开始去教导这个不健康的教义，甚至是错误的教义。
And notice it says he has an unhealthy interest in controversies, in quarrels, and strife, and malicious talk, and there's constant friction between brothers and sisters in Christ.
然后他这里面说他专好问难，争辩言辞，就生出嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、枉仪来。
It doesn't seem like the error of doctrine was a great error, but it disturbed the believers.
那看上去呢，他这个错误的教义应该不是一个很大的错误，但是呢，他却使这个会众就很烦乱，就是他使会众很不安了。
It says he did teach false doctrine and did not agree with sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ.But mostly what happened, he stirred up division, stirred up quarrels, stirred up strife within the local church.
当然他也的确是讲了这个错误的教义，因为第三节讲了他不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话语呢，合乎敬虔的道理。但更严重的问，更主要的问题呢，是他在会众中引起了纷争，引起了争竞，那引起了争辩。
There's a number of passages. I'm going to mention them to you, and you can look them up later, in your own time.
那有几段经文呢，我把它们都提出来，大家可以就是课后的时候呢，自己再仔细的查考。
First Thessalonians 5:14, we are going to turn to that passage.
一个就是帖撒罗尼迦前书的五章十四节。
But there's also 2 Thessalonians 3, Verses 6-15.
一个是帖撒罗尼迦后书的三章六到十五节。
And Titus 1, verses 10 and 11.
提多书的一章十到十一节。
Now notice what the solution is. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians 5:14.
我们看这个解决方案是什么，我们翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书的五章十四节。
He says in that passage, he says, we urge you, brothers, that you warn those who are idle, those who stir up controversy within the local church.
他说我们又劝弟兄们要警戒不守规矩的人，就不守规矩的人就是那些使会众又开始有纷争，有这个争辩，有争论的这些人。
It says also in Romans 16:17,
在罗马书的十六章十七节也讲到了。
It says to know who they are and to avoid them.
他说我劝你们要留意躲避他们。
And then in Titus 1:13, it says that these kind of people should be rebuked sharply.
然后在提多书的一章十三节他说 Titus
113.
Oh, yeah, 113. Yeah. 他说你们要严严的责备他们。这类人你们要严严的责备他们。
He said, these kinds of believers, these who stir controversy, should be rebuked sharply.
所以这些引起纷争的人呢，要严严的责备他们。
So if you look at this second type of offense, this disruptive offense.
所以我们看这个第二类的这个罪啊，就是这个搅动教会，使教会出现纷争混乱的这种罪。
If those who are bringing this false doctrine, if those that are bringing this strife, if they respond to the correction, if they respond to the leadership, then they should be restored to fellowship and not put out of fellowship.
那这些传播这个错误教义的人呢，这些引起教会纷争的人呢，如果他们对这个教会的管教和纠正啊是有正面的回应的话呢，那他们还是可以留在这个教会里面的，不会被赶出去的。
The goal is always to restore someone to fellowship within the church.
所以我们的管教的这个目标啊，永远都是要尽量的使人留在我们教会的这个团契当中。
And the goal is always that these believers who are doing wrong, that they should come to repentance.
然后我们的目标是总是要使这些做了错事的人呢，他们要悔改。
So there's three things that should be done when we have those who are bringing false doctrine and those who are stirring up strife and division within the church. Three things.
那对于这些讲这个错误的教义以及在教会引起纷争引起分裂的这些人呢要做三件事情。
Well, the first thing is you identify who they are.
首先呢你要识别出这些人到底是谁。
And then sometimes you should let the whole church know who they are that are bringing this particular doctrine.
那有的时候有必要让全会众都知道这些把这个不对的教义带来的在讲这些不对教义的人是谁。
He says also that you should rebuke them or warn them about this false doctrine.
那第二点呢你就关于这个错误的教义呢你们要指责他们要批评他们。
And then,Believers are called to withdraw from them and to avoid them if they persist in this doctrine.
那如果他们坚持继续讲这个错误的教义呢坚持相信这错误的教义呢那教会呢要警告会众啊要躲避他们远离他们。
If these disruptive brothers or sisters, if it persists and persists and persists,I think correction, and they will eventually have to be put out of the fellowship.
那如果这些使教会出现纷争的这些弟兄他们持续的不断的一直在坚持这样做的话呢那最后呢他们是要被让他们离开教会的。
But it's the hope of the believers that they will respond and they will be corrected and they will return to fellowship.
但是我们信徒们总是盼望他们能够有正面的回应能够重新回来能够改正能够重新回到我们的团契中。
I remember a particular brother at one point in my Christian life that was a respected Bible teacher, but he began to get into an error and he began to disrupt the local church.
我还记得在我的基督徒生命里面我遇到过这样的一个弟兄啊他是本来是一个非常好的圣经教师但是呢从一个时点开始呢他就进到了一个错误的这个教义里面然后他就开始影响这个地方教会了。
He was a wonderful brother in so many ways, but he got involved in something that overtook him. Eventually he was corrected and eventually he was restored to fellowship.
他是一个各方面来看都是非常好的弟兄，但是呢他就被这个错误的教义抓住了，但是呢最后呢他还是悔改了，而且他重新被接纳到这个教会的团契中来。
Sometimes the question is asked, can a person like this who was warned and corrected and rebuked, can he come back into fellowship again?
那常常会有人问这样的问题，就是这些被责备的、被警告的、被纠正的这些弟兄们，他们真的最后还能回到我们的这个团契当中吗？
In some cases they persist, but I know of other cases where these kind of individuals come back into happy fellowship with a local assembly, local church.
那很多人呢，他们是持续的在这个错误的教义上坚持的，但是我的确是遇到过这样的例子，他们最后是回来了，重新跟大家一起愉快的这个聚会的团契的。
I should say as well, if the person persists and leaves the church, and you know that he goes to other churches, it's the responsibility of the elders to communicate that with other churches so they know about this individual and the kind of teaching he has and the kind of things that he is doing.
那如果一个人呢坚持他的这个错误的教义，然后他也离开了教会，去到了另外一个教会呢，那长老们如果知道这个情况呢，长老们是有责任告知就是他所去的那个另外那个教会的，告诉他所信的这个他所坚持的这个教义是什么的。
So the first one was somebody who was caught in a single type of sin and he was repentant and he wanted to stop doing that.
那我们讲的，我们回顾一下，我们讲的第一类呢，就是有的人呢偶尔一次犯了罪，他被这个罪抓住了，然后呢他也悔改了也不再犯这种罪了。
The second one was a disruptive kind of person, and he's warned, and he is avoided, and the believers are warned, and he is rebuked for what he has done.
那第二类呢，就是使这个教会出现纷争的，出现争吵的这样的人呢，那他呢是被警告的，也是被这个责备的，然后会众呢也。被提醒呢要远离这样的人的。
So let's go to the third kind of offense, and that is in Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 17.
好，我们来看第三类的这个错误，是马太福音的18章15到17节。
Matthew 18, verse 15 through 17.
马太福音的18章15到17节。
So this type of sin is when one brother or one believer has a offense against another brother.
那这一类的错误呢，是一个弟兄犯罪得罪了另外一个弟兄。
Sister against sister, brother against brother, believer against believer.
也可能是姐妹得罪另外一个姐妹，一个信徒得罪另外一个信徒。
Now I'm going to ask Yan Ling if she would read these verses, verses 15 through 17, so we get an idea about what these verses teach.
我给大家读一下15到17节，让大家有一个概念，这三节经文讲的是什么。倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄；他若不听，你就另外带一两个人同去，要凭两三个人的口作见证，句句都可定准。若是不听他们，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。
Now, in this situation, you have an individual, a person committing some kind of an offense against another person.
那在这个情况下呢，是一个单个的人，他呢得罪了另外一个弟兄。
And there can be all different kinds of offenses, that one person has, one believer has against another believer.
那一个人呢，得罪另外一个人呢，可能是各种各样的错误，各种各样的罪了。
So the first thing that should be done is the believer who is offended goes to the other believer and tries to resolve the situation.
那第一件要做的事情呢，就是这个被得罪的这个人呢，他要去找这个得罪他的人呢，去看看能不能解决这个问题。
I think it's very important that before anything else is done, they go to that believer, not to go to someone else, not to go and tell it to a friend, not to spread it around to other believers, but go to that believer first.
嗯，我认为这个非常重要啊。就这个人呢，他首先得先去找这个得罪他的人，他不是先去告诉别人，告诉他的朋友，或者在会众会其他的信徒当中去散布这件事情，而是他第一时间先去找这个人。
It's very important in the local church that we do not spread information or gossip about a situation that may be resolved when you go directly to the person who you have an offense with.
嗯，所以本来你直接去找这个得罪你的人呢，就可以解决的问题呢，千万不要在这个会众中呢去散布这种传言，去这个八卦。
Far too many times when someone commits an offense against someone, you go and tell 10 people about what the situation is.
嗯，但是通常呢，就是有个人得罪你的话呢，你会去把这件事呢告诉其他十个人。
And that creates a great problem. And once it's resolved, you've got to go back and correct it with those people that you spoke to already.
嗯，然后这个就会造成很大的问题。等到问题，等到你这个问题其实解决了，你还得回去跟这个其他十个人呢再去解释。
So the first step is to go to that believer, and you seek to resolve it with him alone.
嗯，所以第一步呢，就是这个被得罪的人呢，先去找得罪他的人呢，你尽量去寻求呢，你和他单独之间就能够把这个问题解决。
And then he says, if he hears you, and if he apologizes, if he repents of what he has done, you've gained yourself a brother, you've gained yourself a sister, you resolve the problem.
嗯，然后他在15节里面说，他若听你，也就是说他承认他的错了，他悔改了，那怎么样呢？他就你就得了你的弟兄或者得了你的姐妹。
But it says if he doesn't hear you, if it is not resolved, you go and bring, if possible, one or two witnesses of the situation to that person who was offended.
嗯，然后十六节说，但是如果他不听呢，或者这个问题在你们两个人之间不能得到解决呢，你就另外带一两个人同去，要做带这里两三个人去呢，去做见证的。
It says, bring with you two or three witnesses to this situation.
嗯，也就是说，要你再带这个一或两个人，就是一共有两三个人呢，为这件事情做见证。
Many times there are not witnesses to what was done.
嗯，通常呢，就是对发生的事情其实是没有见证人的。
And I believe it's very helpful in that case is to bring one elder, one spiritual leader, hopefully one elder or two elders with you to that situation.
嗯，那我是建议呢，明智的做法呢是带至少一个教会的长老，甚至带两个长老去跟你同去。
So it says in this case, if he hears, if it's resolved in that situation, either by witnesses or either by godly leaders you take with you, then you've gained yourself and you resolve the problem.
嗯，那如果你带了一两个弟兄呢，去找他呢，如果他听了你，他悔改了，或者他因为这个教会的长老在场呢，他悔改了呢，那这个问题就解决了，你也得着了这个弟兄。
Now the third step and the final step is that if he doesn't listen to the elders, if he doesn't listen to a number of people that are brought with him, then you tell it to the church, tell it to the whole body of believers.
嗯，那第三步呢，就是如果他不听你带去的这个长老，也不听你带去的其他的这个弟兄，做见证人的弟兄的话呢，你就要把这件事情告诉整个会众，就是整个教会。
And notice what it says at the end of this passage. It says, then you treat him like an unbeliever or a publican.
我们看这个十七节的这个最后部分他是怎么说，他说如果他连教会都不听呢，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样，外邦人就是不信的人。
Now that phrase, that you treat him like an unbeliever, is a phrase that speaks about putting that person out of fellowship of a local church.
那这样的描述啊，就是看他像不信的人，看他像外邦人一样，这样的描述的其实就是意味着把他赶出教会了。
Now, we should say this, before that takes place, before the putting out of a local church, the issue, the offense has to be one of a serious nature.
那我们必须要提一点啊，就是当这个人被赶出教会之前呢，一定要注意，就是他犯的这个罪啊，就他得罪这个弟兄这件事啊，一定是得非常严重的事情。
Sometimes there's misunderstandings.
那有时候只是误会。
Sometimes, a brother may have borrowed a tool from another brother, and, he says, I returned it. The other brother says, you never returned it. It's a lesser type of an offense.
那有的时候可能是一个弟兄呢跟另外一个弟兄借了一个工具啊，然后他认为他还了，结果那个弟兄说你从来没有还。那这种情况呢就是不是那么严重的情形。
When it's a lesser kind of an offense,I think the elder speak to the person who is offended, and the elder says to that person, for the sake of unity, accept the loss.
那对于这种就是不太严重的这个问题呢，我觉得这个长老啊应该对这个被冒犯的弟兄说呢，为了教会的合一啊，你就接受你的损失吧。
When the offense is a minor kind of an offense, it's not a very serious thing.We forgive each other and we move on in the local church.
如果这个得罪啊是一件小事的话呢，那我们就彼此饶恕，我们继续往前走，我们还是要维持教会的合一的。
Many, many times we as believers, we have to forgive each other and forget each other. Forget the offense that the person has committed against us. We don't put them out of fellowship. But when it is of a very serious nature,It may lead to that event of putting someone out of fellowship.
所以我们在很多情况下，我们信徒之间啊，都是要彼此饶恕，去选择彼此饶恕，选择忘记得罪我们的这件事情的。但是如果这个事情是非常严重的事情呢，最后的结局可能会导致让这个人离开教会。
Allow me to share just a little.Very quickly, a little bit of a situation that happened when I was a new believer.
那我跟大家分享一个我在刚信主的时候发生的一件事。
I had two friends and they were single men, young men, that were working and they decided to be roommates of each other and they lived in the same house.
那有两个弟兄啊，他们当时都是单身的年轻人，他们都在工作，然后他们呢决定呢一起合租一个房子做就是彼此都是就是那个是房就叫室友对室友。
Both were wonderful believers. Both were very faithful to the local church.
他们两个呢都是非常好的基督徒，对地方教会都非常忠诚。
But on one occasion, one of the believers, he went and took a check from the other believer. A bank check, and forged the believer's name on it and tried to cash it at a local bank.
那有一次呢，其中一个弟兄呢，他去拿了另外一个弟兄的支票，然后呢，在仿造他的签字呢，在这个支票上签了字，然后呢，就是到这个银行呢去兑了这个支票。
The bank teller and the bank itself.Had this transaction on film and reported it to the other brother, the owner of the check.
那这个银行的柜员呢，他就没有给他这个对这个支票，他发现了这个问题，然后他就报告给这个支票的持有人的拥有人呢，就是另外那个弟兄了。
The amount of money was quite substantial.
那这笔钱呢还不小。
And so this process began.
然后这个过程就开始了，就我们刚才说的这个一二三步就开始。
The believer went to the other believer and tried to resolve it to have him pay back the amount of money.
嗯，然后这个其中一个弟兄就找到另外弟兄，让他把这个钱还了。哦，已经付了。
The believer wanted to resolve this issue outside of the bank and outside of the law and the police.
嗯，然后呢，这个被得罪的这个弟兄呢，是想在法律之外哈，在这个银行的介入之外呢，解决这个问题。
Unfortunately, the brother who stole the money was not repentant.
嗯，但是呢，很不幸，就是这个偷钱的弟兄呢，他没有悔改。
He didn't want to acknowledge that he did anything wrong.
嗯，他不承认他做了任何的错事。
Even though it was caught on film and the bank acknowledged it was him that had forged the check.
嗯，甚至呢，就是银行都已经指认就是他干的这件事情，他这个仿造了签名，盗取了这个钱。
It ended in a very sad way that brother was put out of fellowship.
嗯，所以最后呢，以非常这个令人忧伤的这个方式啊，就是把他赶出了教会。
We had to write to area assemblies, as far as 50, 60 miles away, and to acknowledge what this brother had done.
嗯，而且我们得当时就是通知这个50英里之外的这个教会啊，告诉他们这个弟兄做了些什么。
When it's a serious nature, and there's no repentance, sometimes it has to end in putting a brother out of fellowship.
嗯，对，如果是一件非常严重的错事的话，而且他不悔改的话呢，最终的结局可能就是要把他赶出教会了。
But let's go on to another issue of correction and discipline within the local church. We've looked at three so far. One is the first one is someone who's caught in a sin. The second one is someone who's a disruptive brother. The third one is personal offense between each other.
嗯，好，我们现在为止呢，已经看了这个三个方面的这个需要管教和这个纠正的问题了。第一个呢，就是一个弟兄偶然被过犯所胜，犯了罪。那第二个呢，就是他要在教会引起纷争，引起分裂的。那第三个呢，就是个人之间，信徒与信徒之间的这个矛盾和摩擦。
The fourth one is what we call a domestic offense, an offense that takes place within a family.
嗯，那第四类呢，我们称为就是家庭之间的这个问题。
So I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me back to 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8.
好，我们翻到提摩太前书的5章8节，就是家庭纷争。
1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8. And I'm going to ask Yan Ling,She would read that verse 8, please.
嗯，人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己家里的人，更是如此。
So if a husband, if the the husband and father of her home is able to provide for his family and has opportunity to work, but he refuses to do that.
嗯，那就是一个家里的丈夫，一个家里的父亲，那他是有责任来供养家庭的生活的，而且他有机会能够去工作的，但他不这样做。
It says in this passage, he is denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
然后按照这节经文说，这样的人就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。
Now, we must remember, this is not a time of economic hardship throughout the entire area, and there's no work, or it's very difficult to have a job because of the economic conditions.
嗯，那我们首先要排除一种情况，它不是就是一个面性的这个大萧条啊，这个经济萧条，然后很到处都找不着工作的这样的一个情况。
This is not a situation where this brother has some sort of disability.And unable, physically unable to work.
那也要排除一种情况呢，就是这个弟兄呢，他本身是身体有残缺的，有缺陷的，他不能工作。
This is a situation where a father and a husband and a brother in Christ has the ability to work and the opportunity to work, but he refuses to do so and provide for his family.
所以这种情况呢是指一个家庭的父亲和丈夫呢他有能力工作也有机会去工作呢但他不工作的这样的情况。
He says this kind of person, he's denied the faith, and he's worse than an unbeliever.
这样的人呢就是背了真道比不信的人还不好。
Now, when you begin to see in these passages of scripture, where it begins to say about a particular person that he is like an unbeliever, he is in the previous passage, he is a heathen and publican, he's an unbeliever and a publican, or he's denied the faith, he's like an unbeliever, it means that that person should be put out of fellowship.
那你在圣经里面凡是读到这样的说法就是这里比如说这里说的比不信的人还不好还有刚才我们前面那个读到的就是要看他像外邦人和税吏一样凡是这样的描述呢就意味着就是要把他赶出教会了。
We don't receive unbelievers to be part of a fellowship.
因为我们的教会的这个团契里面是不接受不信的人的。
And so this is what is being said in this passage.That a person who doesn't provide for his family, doesn't provide for his children, refuses to work, that he is denied the faith, and he is like an unbeliever.
那在这里说到这种情形呢，就是一个弟兄他不供养自己的家人，不这个养育他的孩子的话，他拒绝去工作养家的话呢，这种人呢就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好，就是要赶出教会的。
I would like to say that this is very unusual. This is not what usually happens. Most men, most fathers, most husbands want to, in a very real way, provide for their families.
那我必须要说啊，这是一个很少见的情况，就是不是常见的情况。那绝大部分的父亲和丈夫啊，他们都是愿意养家的，而且是的确在辛苦的工作在养家。
I've never seen this situation take place.But I know it can happen, and we have it in scripture.
那我个人呢，至今没有看到这样的情况，但是我知道呢，会可能会发生，而且在圣经里已经写下了这样的情况。
So when it does happen, elders and those who are spiritual leaders need to address that kind of problem, in the local church.
那如果的确发生这样的情况呢，教会的这个长老和领导人呢，他们需要就是处理这个事情。
Usually, spiritual leaders and elders do not intrude too much into the home life of a family within the church.
那通常呢，教会的这个属灵的领袖和也好，长老也好，他们不会过多的介入到一个就是教会的那个信徒的家庭的生活里面去。
Elders give counsel to families and to husbands and to fathers.
那长老呢会给这个家的这个丈夫和这个父亲呢给他们一些咨询的意见。
But usually elders don't intrude in areas of child rearing, areas, manners in which husbands and wives raise their children, way they spend their money, the way they order their family life.But in extreme cases like this, they have to step in and bring correction.
那通常呢，这个属灵的这个领袖呢，地方教会领袖呢，是不会更多的介入到这个家庭，他们是怎么这家规是怎么样的？那父母是怎么教养养育孩子的？他们是怎么花钱的？把钱用在什么地方？这些他们通常是不会插嘴的。但是呢碰到极端的情况像这样的情况呢那长老是要处理的。
Well, we want to look at two more areas. We've looked at four thus far. And we want to look at two more. One is doctrinal, a doctrinal offense, and one is a moral type of offense.
好我们已经看了四种了我们现在还有两种要看。那一个呢是教义方面的这个过犯还有一个呢是这个道德方面的罪。
in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6, it says that some have come in and have perverted the gospel.
Galatians, 加拉太书的一章六节里面说，就是有些人七节应该，有些人搅扰你们，把福音基督的福音更改了。
He says of these believers, he says he is amazed how quickly they've moved away from the truth of the gospel.
那在第六节里面呢，保罗说他稀奇啊，这个加拉太教会的信徒这么快就离开那这个真正的福音了。
He says near the end of the book of Galatians, he says, some are teaching, if you are not circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing.
那在加拉太书的靠近末尾的时候，他讲到就是如果你们受了割礼啊，就是这个基督对于你们就无益了。
Let's look at that passage. I'd like you to open your Bibles and maybe you can underline that passage andto note it, but it says, unless someone does a physical act of circumcision, Christ will profit them nothing, and the salvation and the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ is of no avail to them.
Can you tell us the verse?
Galatians 5:2.
我们来读一下加拉太书的五章二节啊，他说，我保罗告诉你们，若受割礼，基督就与你们无益了。
And so, this is a very important thing. Doctrinal error that comes in the church, this is an area of extreme importance.
那这个教义的错误进到教会里面啊，这个是一个非常非常严重的问题。
Elders within the local church and those who are spiritual in the local church are gatekeepers. They stand at the door of the local church and protect the flock within the local church.
那教会的长老和教会的属灵人呢，他们就是教会的看门人呢，他是要保护这个教会的群羊的。
Bible teachers and elders in a local church, they have the charge to protect the flock of God.
那教会的圣经教师也好，教会的长老也好，他们是有这个责任的，就是要保护这个神的群羊的。
I've heard it said that a sheep, when it is feeding, his head is facing down towards the ground or the grass, and always is 6 inches from the grass feeding, never looks up, never looks around, never looks.For the bear, the wolf, or danger.
我听说啊，就是在羊在这个吃草的时候，他们的脸总是朝下朝着草的，他们不往这个周围看，也不抬头看，他不会去关注是不是有狼啊，或者有其他的这个危险的。
And so we need shepherds who protect the flock from doctrinal error that come into the local church.
所以我们才需要牧羊人呢，他要保护这个群羊呢，不受这个错误教义的这个危害。
In this area of false teaching, in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 9, it says, be careful, a little leaven leavens the whole lump.
那对这一类的这个错误的教义，就是要人受割礼的这个教义呢，保罗说一点面教就能使全团发起来。
He says,Those who have false teaching, reject them, cut them off from the fellowship that they have within the local church.
那对这一类这个传讲错误教义的假教师呢，是要拒绝他们的，保罗说要拒绝他们的，而且要把他从这个会众中清除出去的。
These last two areas, we find in scripture that the strongest words are used.
那在最后这两类的这个错误中啊，这个我们发现圣经里是用的最口气最强的最重的词。
The man who doesn't take care of his family, he's called, he says he's denied the faith.
那些不养家的这个弟兄啊，圣经里说他们是背了真道。
But here in Galatians chapter 1, it says the person who perverts the gospel should be accursed.
但是在这里啊，在加拉太书一章对于这类的讲错误教义的人呢、啊，他保罗说他们是可咒可诅的。
Extremely strong language is used about those who are false teachers.
那对这些假教师啊，是用了极度强烈的这个语言的。
The reason for this is that they are bringing to believers, to the sheep, a form of poison.
那原因呢，就是他们是把这个毒药啊，带给了这个真的信，带到真的信徒中间来。
Instead of feeding the flock good food, they're feeding poisonous food that will destroy and hurt and harm the flock of God.
就他们不单呢，不是把用好的这个食物来喂养这个群羊，而是给这个羊啊来喂毒物啊，所以导致这个给羊带来的这个伤害。
Believers are encouraged to act as quickly as they can to correct false doctrine that comes into the church.
那圣经里面是督促这个信徒啊，要尽快的，越快越好的采取行动来这个阻止抵挡这个假教师的教导。
Turn with me to the book of Titus, please.
我们翻到提多书。
Titus chapter 1.
第一章。
He speaks in Titus chapter 1 in verse 10. He says they're rebellious people. There are talkers and deceivers. He says they must be silenced because they are ruining whole households by their teaching.
我们看第十节和第十一节，提多书一章，因为有许多人不服约束，说虚空话欺哄人，那奉割礼的更是这样，这些人的口总要堵住，他们因贪不义之财，将不该教导的教导人，败坏人的全家。
He says they must be rebuked.
他说他们这些人必须要批评他们，指责他们。
But notice something carefully in verse 13. They should be rebuked that they would come back so they will be sound in the faith once again.
我们看第十三节啊，他说你要严严的责备他们，使他们在真道上纯全无疵，就是他们还是使他们可以悔改回来。
But elders and Bible teachers and leaders should act very quickly in correcting false doctrine.
那地方教会的长老和这个领导人还有属灵的人，他们要对于一旦发现这个假这个错误的教义假教师的话，要尽快的采取行动。
I want to notice something else with you for a moment. Turn to Revelation chapter 2 and verse 14 and 15.
我们再看一点别的东西，就是启示录的二章14到15节。
Now we've been looking at those who are teaching false doctrine.
我们刚才在看就是那些教导错误教义的人。
In Titus chapter 1 and in Galatians chapter 1, these are those who are teaching false doctrine.
我们刚才看加拉太书的一章和提多书的一章讲的都是那些教导错误教义的人。
And the word of God tells us to correct that and to act quickly, to bring correction to these false teachers.
那对于他们呢，圣经教导我们要尽快的采取行动，要责备他们，纠正他们。
But in Galatians chapter 2 verses 14 and 15, we see something else.
但是在启示录的二章的14和15节呢，我们看到了别的东西。
It says that we should even act and go, those who are elders and leaders, we should go and act even to those who hold false doctrine, hold a doctrine that's not correct.
那这里面告诉我们就是教会的长老和这个属灵领袖啊，他们对那些持有这个错误教义人，并没有教导他们是持有这个错误教义的人呢，也要采取行动。
He says in verse 14, I have something against you because you hold the teaching of Balaam.
14节，然而我有几件事我要责备你，因为在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训。
And in verse 15, it says you hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans.
第15节他说，有人照样服从了尼格拉伊党的教训。
They're not teaching that doctrine yet. They're just holding that doctrine.
他们还没有开始教导这种错误的教义，他们只是服从了，就是持守了这种教义。
They may privately believe it. They've heard something about it. They're not teaching it yet.
他们应该是听到了这些教义，然后他在私下里呢，他是觉得对，他是持守，他是服从了，听从了这个教义。
But the Lord says in verse 16 to go to them and call them to repent of this error.
但16节呢，主就说你要赶紧找到这样的人，让他们悔改。
The Lord says, call them to repent or else I will come and fight against them.
所以主说，所以你当悔改，若不悔改，我就快临到你那里，用我口中的剑攻击他们。
So elders are called to bring correction to those who are bringing false doctrine and those who are beginning to get into false doctrine and hold these false teachings. They're to bring correction and protect the flock of God.
所以不单对于那些教导错误教义的人呢，长老们要采取措施，对那些已经开始听了而且接受了服从了教义的人呢，长老们也要去责备他们，也要归正他们，目的呢是为了保护群羊。
And so we come to the last area, and that is moral and sexual immorality, and bringing correction in that particular area.
那我们看最后一类啊，就是这个道德方面的罪，就是这个淫乱的罪，教会需要纠正，需要管教的。
Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
大家一起翻到哥林多前书的五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 1 through 6.
第一到第六节。
We're not going to read all those verses for time's sake.But he says it is reported that there is sexual immorality among you.
我们时间关系我们就不一节节读了，但是这一段告诉我们呢，就是在这个哥林多的会众当中啊，有这种淫乱的罪。
He says such sexual immorality that's not even named among Gentiles, unbelievers.
他说这样的淫乱连外邦人中也没有。
A man has his father's wife.
就是有人收了他的继母。
Or a stepmother.
是继母。
He says, you are puffed up. You should mourn about this situation.
他说你们还是自高自大并不哀痛，本来你们应该哀痛的。
And then it says, he that has done this deed might be put away from you.
他说行这事的人呢，应该从你们中间把他赶出去。
So here you have an area of sexual immorality.
所以这里面我们看到就是这个淫乱的罪的这个方面。
And here in this passage it says, when a person is unrepentant, when they're not mourning over their situation, there's a place where the church must put them out of fellowship.
那这里面提到如果有人犯了这样淫乱罪而且他们不悔改他们不为他们自己的罪哀痛的话呢那只有一个方案就是把他们从教会中间赶出去。
Now in verses 9 or verses 5 through 13, there's four remedies given for this kind of person.
那从第五到这个14章里面啊他有给这一类人呢有四种这个解决的方案。
In verse 7, it says, purge out the old leaven.
第七节不是是五到第十四节啊，比如第七节，他说就是要把旧教除尽。
Once the leaven begins to spread, it's impossible to cut it out.
当这个教一旦开始蔓延开来的话呢，就很难把它们清除了。
He means here in the very, very beginning, in the very beginning of when this sin begins to take place, you need to cut it out.And you need to remove that person from fellowship.
所以在这个时点上呢，还是这个罪刚刚开始的时候，所以一定要趁早赶紧把这个旧教清除啊，不要等它就是蔓延开来。
Now he says, keep not company with that person.
这里面提到就是不要跟这个人再有这个交往了。
And he says, deliver such a one to Satan.For the destruction of the flesh.
就把这个人交给撒旦呢，使他的这个肉体受审判。
Now let me mention something about that phrase. What does that mean?
那我要给大家讲一下这句经文是什么意思呢？
deliver such a one to Satan for the direct, for the destruction of the flesh.
嗯，那把这个人交给撒旦，败坏他的肉体是什么意思呢？第五节里面。
I think what it means is this, that a person is put out of the protection of the local church.
嗯，那这个意味着就是把这个人呢，从这个地方教会的保护的之中呢，清除出去，就是让他离开这个保护，撤掉这个保护。
He's put out in a sense into the world.
嗯，换句话说呢，就是把他放到了世界当中去了。
And that believer, the world begins to have an effect, if he is a true believer, have an effect upon him, which begins to break his flesh, break him.
那如果他是个真信徒呢，这个世界的影响呢，就会使他的肉体破碎。
That he would see the error of his ways.
他就能够看到他这个犯的这个错误。
The local church is not to,I don't believe, pray for that person. It's not to have fellowship with that person.
那我相信地方教会从此呢就不再为他祷告了，也不再和他有这个团契相交关系了。
And he is allowing Satan and the world and the flesh to have its effect on that person's life.
是允许这个撒旦和这个世界以及肉体啊来影响这个人的生命。
Now we see an example of this,In the prodigal son.
我们在这个浪子的这个比喻里面已经看到了这样的一个例子。
The prodigal son left the father's house.
这个浪子呢离开了他父亲的家。
Now he willingly left the father's house.
而且他是愿意的，他是有意识的离开了父亲的家。
But over a period of time, the world began to have its effect upon that person.
但过了一段时间呢，这个世界的这个对，就会对他这个人造成了影响了。
The far country, the Bible calls it, begin to have its effect on the life of that young man.
那圣经里把这个世界叫成远方的国，远方的国就已经开始影响到他这个浪子的生命了。
And it says in that passage, he came to himself.
然后在那一段里面，圣经用一词，他自己醒悟过来。
He said, I will go back to my father's house. I will say to my father, I have sinned. I'm not worthy to be a son.
然后他醒悟过来以后呢，就说我要回我父的家中，我要承认我的罪，我不配做他的儿子。
And so this is what it means for the destruction of the flesh, that turning him over to the world, that he would see that he has sinned, and he would come back to the local church, to the believers, and say, I am wrong.I humble myself and come back into fellowship in that local church.
那这个就是把这样的人交给撒旦，败坏他的肉体的意思，就是把他放到世界当中，让这个世界影响他，最后呢，他看到自己的错误，他醒悟过来，然后重新回到教会，他谦卑了，他说他错了，他承认他的罪。
Now the whole assembly exercises discipline upon this person.
那是教会的整体啊，整个教会来执行对这个人的管教的。
The whole body of believers exercises this kind of discipline.
那整个这个基督的身体啊，就是这个地方教会的整体是来执行这种管教的。
He's put out of the local church.
他被置于地方教会之外。
The local church avoids him.
地方教会都不跟他交往了，都躲避他。
It says in this passage not even to eat with them.
甚至这里面讲到就是连跟他吃饭都不吃的。
Possibly not even to pray for them and allow Satan and the world to have its strong effect upon that person's life.
那应该就是连为他祷告都不会为他祷告了，让这个撒旦和这个世界对他的生命造成强烈的影响。
So we ask the question, well, what happened to this young man? Did he come back to the faith? Was he like the prodigal son? Did he come back?
所以我们要问这个问题啊，就是这个犯了淫乱罪的这个年轻人，他最后怎么样了？他回来了吗？像那个浪子一样，他回来了吗？
And we find in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 that he did come back. And he comes to repentance.
我们在哥林多后书的二章里面看到他的确回来了，他的确悔改了。
And he was restored to fellowship.
然后他就重新回到地方教会的团契中了。
He says this. He says, the punishment afflicted, this is verse 4, he says, verse 6, the punishment inflicted upon him, this person who is put out of fellowship, by the majority is sufficient.
在看这个哥林多后书的二章六节，他说这样的人，这个人呢就是犯了那个淫乱罪的人，他受了众人，就是整个教会全体的责罚也就够了。
He says, now you ought to forgive him and comfort him, that he would not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow.
第七节，倒不如赦免他，安慰他，免得他忧愁太过，甚至沉沦了。
And so he was restored back into fellowship in this local church.
所以我最后看到他最后还是回到地方教会的这个团契中了。
So we see how discipline should be administered. We see that there should be love involved in it, and mercy and gentleness, but also firmness.
所以我们看到这个管教是如何进行的，那当中一定要有爱，有怜悯，有这个恩慈，但同时呢也要坚决。
These aren't the only kinds of offenses that take place in the life of a church.
那当然这不是这个全部的这个地方教会遇到的这个需要管教的情况。
These are only examples in a certain sense.
那某种意义上说呢，这些只是一些例子。
But God gives us a guideline, gives us a great guideline of how we should administer discipline and correction in the local church.
但是神呢给了我们这样的指南，一个伟大的指引呢，指南就是告诉我们如何在地方教会执行这样的管教和纠正。
So in closing, I want to mention just five things, five applications, and then I'm going to ask Harold if he'll close our time.Or I'm sorry, Eric, if I'll close your time off in prayer.
那最后呢，我要讲五个点啊，就是讲五个应用的点，然后我们就结束今天的课。
The first thing is elders and leaders should properly categorize or classify what kind of offense is this.
那就是教会的长老和这个属灵的领袖呢，他要区分开来种类，就是清楚的知道到底是哪一这个罪是哪一类的罪。
Is it someone caught, overtaken in offense, or is someone who is continually involved in a sin of immorality?
那他到底是一个人是偶然被过犯所胜呢，还是一个人持续的一直在这个道德的罪里呢，就是在这个淫乱的罪里呢？
We need to be careful that we're not too eager to apply a more severe kind of judgment instead of a lesser kind of judgment, depending on the kind of offense that there is.
所以我们不要就是倾向于要么判的就是刑罚的过重，要么过轻，而是要根据这个具体的情形来。
Always apply discipline with love and gentleness with the goal of restoration.
那执行这个管教的时候呢，永远都是要带着爱的，带着这个温柔的，目的呢都是要使人悔改的。
Pray and pray and pray, that the Lord would guide you every step of the way in the area of discipline.
我们要不停的祷告，祷告，求主引导我们呢，在这个管教的这个事情上，应该一步一步怎么做。
Satan will seek to use these times of discipline.To divide and to destroy the church if he can.
那撒旦呢，他总是会尽量的利用这种管教的这个机会啊，来使教会分裂，使教会毁坏的。
The church is very fragile in times of discipline.
在这个管教的这个时候啊，这个教会是非常脆弱的。
We need spiritual leaders who will guide and lead. As a shepherd with gentleness and protect the flock, but be very careful that he maintains the unity of the flock at the same time.
那我们需要这个属灵的领袖啊，他这个保护群羊，带领群羊。但同时呢，我们要注意尽可能的维护这个教会的合一啊。
Well, we'll end there tonight. Next week, I'm unable to be with you on Friday, but I'll be back with you the following Friday.
嗯，好，我们今天就到这里结束。我下个星期呢，是因为我们有一个特会，所以我不能来。但是再下个星期我还会回来。
Thank you very much.
那谢谢大家。Oh, Eric, you are muted. 我们请 Eric 长老给我们做个结束。
Thank you, Yan. Yes, David, won't be with us next week, as he has said, but we will be having a meeting and we'll have some special speaker. I'm not sure at this point who it is, but there will be someone who will bring a message from the Word of God. We trust that would be beneficial to everyone.
我们下周呢David 有事情不能来，但是我们这个学习呢照常，我们会请一个特别的这个讲员来，那现在是谁呢还没有确定，但是我相信不管是谁呢他所讲的呢都会对我们有益。
Well, let's close in prayer.
我们一起做结束的祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for your church, of which you have invested so much in.By giving your son to die for the church.
主啊，我们为教会感谢你，你为教会投入了很多啊，甚至你为他牺牲了你自己儿子的生命。
And Lord, so the purity of your church is so important.
那教会的纯洁非常的重要。
Not only, Lord, in doctrine, but also in practice.
不仅是教义方面的纯净，也包括我们实际生活上的纯净。
And Lord, we would pray that each one of us might be responsible to our risen head, so that Lord, we will not bring any dishonor to that one who gave himself for us.
主，我们祈求我们每个人呢，都为我们复活的主，向我们复活的主负责，以至于不给这个为我们舍命的主带来任何的羞辱。
And Lord, we thank you for these guidelines that we have to keep the purity of the church.
主，我们感谢你教给我们这些保守教会纯净的这些指南原则。
And we pray for those, Lord, those leaders, those spiritual leaders in the churches.Give them wisdom and discretion and understanding, we pray.
主啊，我们为所有的教会的这个领导人祷告啊，求你给他们智慧，给他们聪明。
And Lord, as they lovingly care for the flock, we pray that you give them the same kind of heart that the Savior has, a heart full of love for his own.
主啊，他们在带着爱啊，在照管群羊。我们的祈求是，您把这个救主主耶稣基督的爱群羊的心呢，也赐给他们。
Part us then today with your blessing. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
主啊，愿我们今天离开的时候都带着你的祝福，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen.
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 Thank you again.